Hey guys, welcome to Let's Talk Millennial, and also welcome to this new month called April. And I hope that your months have been so well. This 2022 has brought so many joy into your life. So I'll be addressing different topics during this month, and my first topic will be trust. I'll just talk about trust. What are my views on trust, and what usually make people break trust between the friends, the family, and how we can try and maintain this special thing called trust. So stick around and let's do this. So what's trust? According to me, my definition of trust is a fresh bond that is created based on a person or something that I've started developing an interest to. I'll give an example. For example, we all have friends, and they're those friends, special friends we have, that we tend to share the innermost secrets with, and we trust them that they can die with them. The same way they just come to us and they share their innermost secrets, and we still die with those secrets. And that bond is usually very special, because it makes you bond with so many people of different nature, of different cultures, of different arenas of this world, and of different perspectives. You know, like, you can go anywhere and create this bond with people that tend to rhyme with your ideologies, your fun life, your kind of life that you're used to. But now there's this thing that comes with trust. And most of us tend to break this trust because of a variety of issues, into which I will discuss that in my next session. So relax and let's take a short break, and I'll be right back. So what are these things that contribute to trust issues? One, betrayal. If you betray your friend, definitely your trust is broken. Another factor is cheating. When you cheat, especially in a relationship, when you cheat on your partner, definitely the trust that you created with this person is broken. Third point is the differences we have. If we all rupture in one room, that to showcase our indifference, our differences all the time, definitely we'll never come to a point where we can sit together and discuss. And all the time, I'll always see the negative part of every day you tell me. So that one will also break the trust that I have for you. Another point is being disloyal. If you're not loyal to your friend, definitely, and they find out the truth, definitely the trust they have for you, the trust they had about you, or the trust they had on you, is broken. Another one is peer pressure. Peer pressure is also a contributor to trust, because you may be having this one friend who has always been there for you, but because of peer pressure, you want to impress others, and somehow you neglect him or you neglect her, and you don't remember, or you utter words to this one person who has always been there for you. Or having a disagreement because of the peers, the new class that you've found, definitely destroying the trust you had with one another. So there are so many contributors that we can really relate that brings about the trust issues. So what can we really do to maintain this thing called trust? So that is what I'm going to discuss in my final session. So what are the measures that we can take to maintain trust? One of the measures that is so important is you being real. It's good to be real with one another. Because once you're real with one another, you state situations the way they are. You know the atmosphere that is friendly for you to address this issue. Because you know your friend, you know your partner, you know each and every person in your life. At what point are they good? At what point is not right to go and say these things? But you be real. Because you're real to yourself, you tell yourself the truth the way it is. Another measure we can take is being truthful to one another. Speak the truth the way it is. Even if you've said some lies, let the truth come out from you. Let it not be said by other people. Because the thing with other people saying the story that you're supposed to be saying to that person, it might be sugar-coated, and that will bring drama and issues that you may not be able to handle it. And you don't know what that person is comprehending at that time. So let the truth come out from you, and let the person make the choice whether to stick with you or still move on from you. Another one I'll say is communicate. Always find time to communicate issues with these people that you've developed this bond called trust with one another. So communicate your issues. If you see something is not right, just communicate. Find a day to communicate these issues, and definitely it's gonna make your trust grow fonder. Another point that I will insist also is you being loyal. Loyalty is key. When you're loyal to someone or you're loyal to one another, your bond tends to become stronger. The trust bond. Because our loyalty is what makes our friendship last. Our truthfulness, our honesty, our kindness, our generosity, all these things, especially loyalty, makes us to grow fonder, makes us to grow wiser, makes us to know that no matter what, nothing can come in between us, because we're ever loyal to one another. So those are some of the measures that I can really recommend, because those are the ones that I've put into practice in my life and they have really worked for me. So I didn't find it hard sharing it with you, because someone requested that I do this episode called Trust. So I hope you'll share this content with your friends and your family, and let's see each other next time.